You know, of this whole series so far, I think I like Program 5, the last one, best, because there's good quality recordings and Dale City just sounds pretty.
This is a recording.
I love stuff like that. Before we go on, let me take care of a couple of loose ends. First of all, there is a sound that you hear through this whole series, as well as in other XY recordings, and that sound is this. Now, I don't actually know what that is, but I would suspect that it's the sound of a Stromberg XY line finder giving somebody a dial tone, because I only hear it in XYs. I hear similar sounds in other steps, but that particular one, I think it's probably the line finder, because you hear it all the time. Now, there's another sound that these payphones make when I hang up. It's always a short time after the hook switch goes down, and it sounds like a little bell ringing. I have no idea what that is. If anybody knows, let us know. Of course, if you heard a sound like that in Defuniak, Pennsylvania, it would mean the customer just paid for a busy signal.
Busy! 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 Thank heaven he hung up.
When I started to go through the switching train in August 1977 at Dale City, the first thing I fell into was the trunk that is used for long-distance calling from home phones. Now, when I came here first in 1973, you could get into the long-distance trunk very easily from a coin phone, you just couldn't use it. But in 1977, they got to where they were relying upon the register sender to do the protection, and so all you had to do was basically rotary dial 671 and then dial whatever number you liked, and it would go through without an operator. The system you get on one is a fairly sophisticated system. It seems to be equivalent to the Stroger automatic toll ticketing system of Automatic Electric, except it's not the same because of the way it sounds. So it might be the Stromberg equivalent. It has a way of knowing what line you are calling from. I have no idea how that works. But unlike in Occoquan, where the calling number has to be sent forward to a CAMA system, Dale City does its own ticketing. It's also quite possible that Dale City used to do the ticketing for other offices in this area as well, because before that Woodbridge switch was installed in the mid-70s, Dale City was actually the access point for long distance to and from the rest of the world from here, and it was basically just an XY tandem. No senderization as far as the outside world was concerned. So now let's dissect one of the phone calls that you've probably heard before. It's in the program about dialing 1XX and 0XX codes. I'm going to play it again here, except I'm going to slow it down and do my best to tell you what's going on. The editing here will be unrealistic. I'll be talking longer than I really could, because the equipment would time out otherwise. We're going to be flashing everything, since this is a touch-tone phone. First thing we're going to do is get a dial tone, and dial 6-7, which drops the register sender, followed by a 1, which goes into the real long-distance equipment here in Dale City. Okay, now that was a supervision flash. The reason that's there is because the register sender is what usually speaks to this equipment. This equipment, as it turns out, does accept dial pulse. I would guess that it also accepts MF. But since I have not heard a home phone dialing long distance, I don't know that for sure. In any case, that flash is the handshake that tells the register sender to start MFing, or maybe to start dialing. Now let's start to call my panel phone line in West 73rd Street, area code 212, Schuyler 4, etc. This is subtle, but after I dialed the first digit of the area code, the hum on the line got a little louder. What we didn't hear was that rotary switch sound that we were getting from certain places in the Carolina telephone area, Vanceboro and Williamston, for example, on the first digit of the phone number. And that's the next digit. The hum did not get softer. Now I'll keep dialing. Here comes the last digit of the number. The talk battery on my line was just momentarily interrupted. This probably has to do with the process of determining which phone line I'm calling from and or getting the ticketing equipment on the line, because it's immediately followed by this. You know what that reminds me of? The billing clicks that an NX1 makes. I think it's a safe bet that an initial entry for a toll record was just made. That's a really cool sound, but I don't hear it on any of the other calls, so it's probably not relevant. But this is. That's the long distance register sender, the one that's been receiving our digits and will dial and MF out. Dialing a 1. It's dialing into a special switching train for outgoing long distance calls. The 1 is dialed on all of the calls on my tape, but it's quite possible that there are, or were before Woodbridge, other choices available. For example, on the 2 level, there might be a trunk to one of the Washington, D.C. tandems. In any case, after it dials 1, you hear this. That's a Stromberg XY selector cutting in. I know it's an XY because it's late at night and it's choosing one of the last trunks in the group. And with that, there was a subtle change in the background noise, specifically an 8 kHz tone, indicating that we've gone into a T-carrier trunk, which flashes to give a handshake. Boy, is that a quick flash. This has got to be a processor-controlled switch. And of course it is. It's the new Woodbridge long-distance switch. Woodbridge is its official name. Occoquan is the name of the central office in that area, which may or may not be in the same building as the long-distance switch. Haven't checked it. What used to be on 1 in the old days was the Arlington 4A 70310, but now it's quite possible that all the long-distance calls go out through Woodbridge. Now, during that very short flash, there was that Stromberg low tone in the background again. What is it about that? Anyway, it turns out there has been an MF sender on the line for some time, because here it goes. And now it goes off the line, and the background noise is now more audible. And now there's another sound, very reminiscent of an NX1E sound. That, I'm sure, was the indication that most of the smarts that were needed to get us this far, the long-distance register and sender, and perhaps some of the equipment used in making the initial ticket, have now dropped out and are free to handle other calls being set up. But of course, it retains the ability to note when the called subscriber answers and when the call ends. But now that that's happened, there's another subtle change. There's a high-pitched clicking sound or ticking sound, which NX1s do a lot on long-distance calls. Now the Woodbridge switch is MFing to one of the 4As in New York City. And there's the trunk noise to New York. The 4A in New York, which is either New York 4 or New York 6, now goes into an auxiliary sender, since we're calling a panel. And right now it is revertive pulsing with the panel. XY crosstalk, never mind that. And now the auxiliary sender drops out with the ta-ta sound. Well, that was interesting. Also, absolutely ridiculous. Here is the actual last part of that phone call. Now I feel like I'm watching a Rube Goldberg when I listen to that. But you know, until I took the time to listen to it that way, I just assumed that it was a regular old Stroger automatic toll ticketing system by AE or something like that. But no, it's unique, and the similarities to NX1 are striking. First, there's the ticketing noise, probably. Now here's the sound it reminds me of, from Siler City. Then there's a cut-through noise it makes, which sounds very much like this, from the NX1E in Vanceboro, North Carolina. And now that clicky ticky sound that we have here. Here's something similar from Greenville, North Carolina, albeit with a faster click rate. I'm not saying there's any NX1 or North Electric equipment here, I'm just noting the similarities, and there might be some similarities in methods. But as I think I've mentioned somewhere else, very often you find similar noises on two systems that are very unlike each other. For example, this clicky-ticky sound is sometimes heard here.
If you need assistance, you may stay on the line, and an operator will answer.
What number are you calling, please? Why is she what? No, when I was saying to him, I don't understand you, he says, you don't understand me? He may not. Anyway, back to my friend. She's working in the hospital.
Oh, now don't go bringing that up. We spent enough time on that before. By the way, I misspoke earlier. New York 4, if that's where it's going through, is a 4M, not a 4A. But for revertive pulsing, it sounds the same. Let's try dialing a vacant code into this thing, whatever it is. I'll dial 671 to get in, and then 311. Knows that's a vacant code. A lot of crosstalk on the reorder. Here's what happened when I tried going into it, dialing 121 and then a bunch of ones. This is edited realistically. Wow, did you hear that? It did the billing clicks, and then it just sent a key pulse, and here it hangs. And I didn't hear it dial anything to get an outgoing trunk. All right, now a flash. Something dropped out. Let me do a quick flash now. Wow, that is really something. Unfortunately, I'm going to hang up now. Let me play this again from the point where I finished dialing this funny number, 121111111. This time I will edit it unrealistically in order to stop it at certain points. What you just heard was my dialing the last digit of the number and those billing clicks, if that's what they are, beginning. I froze the recording just before the last two billing clicks, and there's a very good reason. Listen to what happens on the last two clicks. Did you hear that? There was a little burst of Stromberg low tone in between the last two billing clicks. That is a sound that we hear frequently in this entire area when a register sender receives a flash that tells it it's time to send MFs. And so it seems like the last two billing clicks were interpreted as a flash, so much so that we even heard that little burst of Stromberg low tone between them. And so it tries to start sending. There's no trunk for it to send into, and it doesn't continue MFing. This probably has to do with the fact that the number I dialed began with 1, and something about that got it into this funny mode where the billing clicks actually fooled the sender into starting to MF before having selected an outgoing trunk. Now I flash, and what happened there is that the smarts of the thing just dropped out. And as we've heard on other calls, here is that clicky-ticky sound. But we've been left sitting on that special switching train for outgoing calls. So now a quick flash is taken as a 1 into that XY selector, which cuts into a trunk to Woodbridge, which flashes, and you don't hear the flash very loudly because all that extra equipment is now gone. It's a digital trunk, and so the supervision is barely audible. there's very little in the Dale City CO responding to the digital flash that is. I didn't stay on the line to see whether it was going to time out to a reorder, recording, or just dead silence, and I also didn't call back and try those things again. Probably the long flash was all it took to drop the smarts out and dial directly into that switching train, and had I done so, I could have surveyed that whole selector. This long-distance equipment has its own mini switching train, and also its own register senders. Different from the ones that give dial tone, but similar in that you can drop them out with a flash. You can at least do that in that funny mode we got into, and I'd guess you could do it no matter what you dialed. Too bad I didn't explore further. Now, for what it's worth, dialing 121 and a bunch of ones did do the same thing on another occasion. There are so few calls made through this thing, I guess I'll include it, because you do get to hear the equipment operating, at least to a point. This particular trunk does have the Dale City reorder in the background. That time I didn't do a long flash, and I dialed 121-2113, I believe, and it started doing something after only 7 digits. Now, one thing I found I could do was to dial ones and zeros in a distant area code. Here is a call to the 2111 conference in the old Vancouver Step Tandem, reached by dialing 604-059-2111. On this particular example, it really just ends up silent, but it does go through. One of the noteworthy sounds you hear in the call going through is that of the new SP1 tandem in Regina, Saskatchewan. The SP1 is an electronically controlled crossbar switch, which makes a distinctive sound when you go into it, vaguely reminiscent of that of a crossbar 5 tandem, but lighter. So in the upcoming call, when you hear this... Oh, now, wait a minute now. I'm going to leave this in. You see, I clipped out, in advance, the sound of the Regina tandem operating, and I put it in this little file called Regina.wave, and I don't know what happened. Is somebody messing with me? Please don't, by the way, because I am not a technical whiz. It's really not fair. I have a tech guy who does my computer stuff for me because, really, I just can't wrap my mind around it. So I'm going to email him and tell him to look at that file to see if there's been a file system error or something, because you don't want data from one place suddenly turning up in another. It's not a good sign. Anyway, let me go get that sample again. Okay, I've got it now. Regina2.wave. There you go. You'll hear that in the upcoming call. Another thing is that on this call, the sound of the system dialing a 1 and getting the flash and MFing are all kind of muted, so you don't hear it as clearly as on some of the other examples here. Anyway, here goes. Yes, we've arrived on the conference, and as usual for the late 1970s, there is nobody using it. You know, the 059 code opened up in the late 70s and made it easy for anybody with a blue box to come in, but it just somehow got forgotten. Yeah, you could just barely hear one component of the hum there. So now I'll call my old Long Island phone number.
The number you have reached, LY39883, has been changed. The new number is area code 212-877-5352 in New York City. Please make a note of it. LY39.
You've heard this story before.
In New York City. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line, and an operator will answer.
Operator.
Now, there are more calls made on this very night, but I don't want to repeat them here. They're already in another program called 1XX0XX. Hang on a sec. Hopefully that's... Well, what do you know? See, in the old days, we didn't use caller ID. We just listened to the way it sounded when we answered and say, oh, hello, Bill, or whatever. Yeah, what'd you find out? Right, Regina.wav is, well, it's actually pronounced Never mind, Regina's close enough. Okay, well. Alright, see you later. Well, folks, no abnormalities. And it's kind of funny, too. He read it as Regina.wave, and I started to correct him, but then I thought the better of it. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Regina.wave? Yeah, mystery solved.
The Regina Housekeeper. It cleans floors and switches instantly to clean everywhere.
I wonder if there was ever a vacuum called the Regina SP1. But anyway, the rest of the calls are on the webpage under dialing those mysterious 1XX and 0XX codes. It's in the phone freak section. The downloadable is 1XX0XX. So now let's go back to the Lorton side of Occoquan for the last time and call into the Virginia suburbs of D.C. There was actually a panel in Arlington in the early 70s, but it has now been replaced by ESS, but there still are some crossbar ones in the area, including in Arlington. Here's a call to Arlington's OT4. Boy, that's a weird set of letters. Whatever happened to Murray Hill? OT4 exchange. It's still crossbar one. We're going to get the supervision test. And at the end, if you listen carefully, you can hear the loop checker tone, another test line, underneath the ticks at the end of the soup test. That time, the audible MFs were coming from Occoquan. The trunk to the Arlington Tandem was T-carrier, and that time you could actually hear the Arlington Tandem revertive pulsing to OT4. It's subtle, but if you listen real carefully here... you can hear it a little bit. Some of these T-carrier trunks to the Arlington crossbar tandem are treated like a wire trunk at the Arlington end, and so they get hooked up to the usual arrangement used on wire trunks to crossbar tandems, which means you can hear the outpulsing through a tinny kind of attenuation. Here's a call to the 521 exchange in Arlington. It's a crossbar 5. This time you'll hear the Occoquan register sender MFing, and then the Arlington register sender MFing to the crossbar 5. On this particular night, most of the numbers I called in suburban Virginia were in the 9900 group, That's where the official numbers are for C&P. And so a lot of these rings we're hearing are gurgly or rattly because they're ringing in a switch room. Now the Arlington 841 ESS exchange. The Occoquan MFs are quite loud, but the Arlington tandem, more typically for a T-carrier trunk, doesn't let us hear. Now a few calls to Alexandria. Here's a call to the KI-8 exchange. It's crossbar 1. This time the register sender in Occoquan doesn't let us hear the MFs. We do get that low tone effect during the flash of the outgoing trunk, which in this case is an N3 family trunk, 2600 operated. That busy signal with the receiver off hook tone is unmistakably number one crossbar. It's amazing how in the Bell system, each equipment type colors the busy signal in a way that makes it unmistakable which type of switch you have reached. Here's a call to KI-9. We're going to get an N3 type trunk. You don't hear any outpulsing, but you do hear some relay gonging coming from the Arlington tandem, which due to its rhythm indicates that it is revertive pulsing with the crossbar 1. So you can't hear the revertive pulsing, but you can hear the gonging that goes along with it. Here's a call to OV3, another crossbar 1 code. This busy signal sounds like the KI-8 busy signal, but this particular recording is distorted in a different way, so with my tape recorder adding distortion to each of these, we can tell it's crossbar 1, but we can't be sure what it exactly sounded like. N3 type carrier this time. Next, a call to TE6 in Alexandria. It's a crossbar 1. On this one, you can hear that the Arlington tandem is revertive pulsing. Alexandria's 765 exchange is crossbar 5 and has city ring. Alexandria's 360 exchange has crossbar type ring. Here's a call to a phone in the switch room. You can tell it's the switch room because of the way the ring sort of rattles or gurgles, and then when they answer, it doesn't go off hook. I instinctively hung up though.
Vernon?
We got an N3 carrier trunk that time, or N2. This next call goes over a T carrier trunk to the Arlington Tandem that does let you hear the outpulsing. I can't tell you what type of tone plant it has because crossbar 5s don't ring on AIS.
The number you have reached, 370-9969, is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. 370-9969 is not in service.
Price may help you.
Here's a call to a crossbar 5 in Herndon. It gets an N3 carrier trunk. No MFs are audible, but you can hear the Arlington Tandem making gongy relay noises along with the MFs.
The number you have reached, 378-9969, is not in service. Please check the number.
Well, that's always a nice sound. I flashed and the trunk reset with that really nice handshake over N2 or N3 carrier sound. This timed out to the recording trunk, but again, the recording's not working tonight, so we've heard that before. There's only one more community we'll be calling from here on out, and that is Falls Church. No, not the Continental Dominion Church of Virginia Intercept. Falls Church is a northern urban place. It has crossbar 1, so it's roughly comparable to, I don't know, New Rochelle, telephone-wise. Here's a call to JE8. On this one, we get a T-carrier trunk to Arlington, but you can hear, not very loudly, but in the background, the revertive pulsing. Number 1 crossbar in an area that has AIS usually identifies the number you're calling to AIS, but JE8 does not. So it goes through an arrangement just like centralized intercept, and the AIS operator has to key in the number you're calling. This goes over an N3 family trunk, and you'll hear the skrit noise.
Calling JE8 2368.
Thank you.
The number you have reached, 538-2368, has been disconnected. 538-2368 has been disconnected.
Special operator, hello.
Here's another call to that exchange. This one has loud Occoquan MFs, but you can't hear the RP. On another call to JE8, something strange happened. The Occoquan MFs were audible loudly, but then when it cut through, you could hear another MF tone, an ST3P or code 11. I don't know why that happened, and then coincidentally there was a CBer who came in on my recording using typical 70s CB jargon.
Thank you.
Something more than the extra tone must have really gone wrong there, because sending the code 11 at the end of an MF sequence like that would not prevent the call from going through, and the call did fail, so I don't know what it was. Finally, here's a call to a crossbar 5 in Falls Church. We get an N3 carrier trunk, and during the Arlington cut-through, you can actually hear the wire trunk being in oscillation for just an instant, like this. Well, we've finally gotten down to the end of my Prince William County tapes. I gotta tell you, every time I do a program where I go through the switching train, it sort of cramps my style because it's too systematic and it can't help but run long. But in a way, I guess it's good because in real life, during those days, a lot of our work was systematic. Very often we would have to do what's called janning, which is dialing all the numbers in a particular 100 group of a Centrex exchange or something like that, or going through a switching train level by level. So I guess chalk up this series for being accurate in tedium to a certain degree. Except for the intro program and this one, where there was no need to be systematic, so I got to do it my way. I don't know, maybe there's a modern point-and-click way to deal with the systematic stuff. I just like to write programs you can just turn on and listen to. In any event, let's, before we go, dial 493 from the Occoquan Central Office one more time. As for this particular call, it didn't time out to the recording, and it didn't go to 11. Instead, it went to the Arlington Tandem reorder.